Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin with whom I have the pleasure of speaking with.
Hi. My name is Rosa Perales.
Yes, ma'am.
And I keep getting texts from the company saying that I won a iPad Pro with keyboard, and that all I have to do is pay the tax. I don't know if it's tax or if it's a shipping fee or whatever it is, and I wanted to find out exactly what I need to pay and if it's going to be delivered to me.
Yes, ma'am. So,
if I pay it.
Yes, ma'am. So can I get your zip code, please?
Yes, 35401. I've got one that says I have a telephone. The other one says I've got an iPad that I've won.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So have you put in any information yet?
Well, I was doing it, but I wanted to find out exactly. I did this one time before, and what happened was they took out $39.99 out of my account.
Yes, ma'am.
It was only supposed to be $2.
So you're going to receive an email with a link for a survey. In exchange for completing the survey, you were offered a chance to purchase an entry ticket for a sweepstakes that offers various prizes, such as an iPhone, a Dyson, a vacuum, or iPad. You could be charged anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter the sweepstakes. And in the terms and conditions for the sweepstakes, it also tells you to be enrolled in a monthly subscription for a meal plan app. So it's not actually telling you that you won
the
iPad. Ma'am?
What is the monthly subscription?
To a meal plan app.
What is that?
So a meal plan app is basically...
You mean for meals?
Yes, ma'am.
You have to buy that?
So you didn't technically win the iPad, ma'am. You're purchasing an entry ticket for a chance to win one.
Let me tell you exactly what it says on here, okay? Hold on a moment.
Okay.
It says, congratulations. You are today's winner. And then it shows a picture of an iPad Pro with magic keyboard. And it asks for my address and shipping information. And it says to claim the iPad. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay. It says it's something down here at the bottom. It says claim iPad. And it doesn't say anything about, I don't see anything about buying no food or buying a subscription or anything like that. It just says that. They keep sending it to me over and over and over again because I'm not paying for something that I'm not getting.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it says on here that I'm paying for postage or shipping. And
yes, ma'am.
Stuff. But I don't want to pay for it unless I'm getting it.
Yes, ma'am, and that's why I was explaining to you what that was. It's not actually saying that you won the iPad. It's saying that you're entering a chance to win one. So you're going to purchase an entry ticket.
Let me go. Wait a minute. Let me go back to my the text that they sent me. Okay. Congratulations. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Congratulations. You are selected. You have one iPad Pro pending. Claim it after finishing the survey about our service in 2021. And then when you continue, it says every Monday we randomly select 100 customers in the United States to take a short survey. It includes 9 multiple choice questions, which I did that. You are the lucky winner. To thank you for the time, your time, we will offer you a special deal to get a brand new iPad by paying $1 only. First come, first served. 83 customers have finished the survey. Today we have only 5 rewards left.
Okay.
And then you got all these down here that says people, I guess this is people that have won and have said that they got theirs and all this stuff.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So if you feel comfortable putting in your information because it says that you won the iPad, then I think that that's, you know, what you should do if you feel comfortable doing that. I was just letting you know that you were purchasing an entry ticket to win one.
I'm not comfortable. That's why I don't want to put my information in there and then not get anything, or either they charge my account for some erroneous thing that I don't want.
You know?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I don't want to, I like this food thing. I don't want that. I'm not interested in that. The only thing I'm doing for this is so that I can win an iPad. And it says I won. They keep sending me all these texts. I get tons of texts every day from all these people. You want a vacuum cleaner. You want a iPad. You want a iPhone 13. You know, I get these things all the time, constantly.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, you can't be sending, every time you get one of those, send money, and then they take it out for something else. You know, I don't want to do that. That's what I'm saying. If I know that I'm getting an iPad, and it's from Xfinity, right?
So, ma'am, we're just a third-party call center that assists with over 100 different products and multiple companies. We don't assist with giving out the iPads.
This one is from Comcast, is what it looks like when I get it. You know, but I don't think it's from Comcast.
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's just using Comcast name. They probably don't even know about it.
Yes, ma'am.
And they keep sending it to me, and I don't know how to get them to quit sending them, because if it's not for real, then I don't want to fool with it. And I blocked them, but they still keep sending them to me.
Yes, ma'am.
So now, can you tell me how to get rid of them?
No, ma'am, I wouldn't know how to get rid of them because I don't associate or affiliate with Verizon, T-Mobile, Comcast, or any of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I called Comcast and they act like they didn't know nothing about it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's when I think it may be a scam. And I don't want to, you know, give my credit card information out and it be a scam.
Yes, ma'am. And I completely understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so can you check to see if there, if I did win something, would you have that information?
No, ma'am, I wouldn't, because I don't associate with giving out the iPads or the iPhones or the Dyson vacuum cleaners.
Well, who do I call to check that?
So you could call whoever the survey went out through?
The company that owns, that has the survey?
Yes, ma'am.
And ask them if I wanted an iPad?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'll do that first, then.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for contacting customer support. I hope you have a great rest of your day.